It's about, I'm mowing about 3 acres.
Well, thank you.
The property is five, it's about 1.5 acres of house driveway, trees, farm, and stuff like that. At one point, I was on campaign to pave gravel, everything.
I'd like to call to order the May 19th Lawrence Douglas County Metropolitan Planning Commission meeting. We'll start this evening with, we don't have any minutes from our April meeting to approve. We'll have those next month. So moving into committee reports, any reports from any committees that met over the last month I'd like to share? Jim, is there anything from MPO that you'd want to share from last week?
I'm reporting on it. You didn't tell me that.
I can report on.
Go ahead.
All right. We did meet last week for the MPO, and wasn't anything real pertinent to update, but we did have an update on the TIP plan. Talked a little bit about the finalization of the multimodal studies, which I believe next month we're going to talk a little bit about in our mid-month meeting. Talked about the bicycle rideability map update. We're working on getting some printed copies of those again. I know we had those a couple years ago.
Yep.
And I believe they're going to get 10,000 of those maps again, and should have those before too long. We updated the Unified Planning Work Program to make some changes in the budget, just to revise that and update that, just an amendment, mid-year amendment, which is pretty typical for that. And then appointed one of the MPO members to the Pedestrian Plan Steering Committee, which will be meeting, and we'll report out on that as it proceeds. But that's an update from the MPO. Any other committee reports? Okay. Communications. Any written communications from the public?
Just what we've posted, sir.
Okay. Any written communications from staff, land commissioners, or other commissioners? Okay. Any written action or any waiver requests, determinations made by the city engineer? Disclosure of any ex parte communications. Commissioner Jostern?
I did make a phone call to couple of individuals associated with Kansas Biological Survey just to learn a little bit more about the NEON project. My questions really weren't related so much to the instant site here as it was to learn a little bit about some of the parameters, the National Science Foundation, and the history of the project, and quite pleased to hear everything. I'm really just quite tickled this is going on in Kansas. So that was my only communication.
Thank you. Any other ex parte communications? Hearing none. Any abstentions from specific agenda items on tonight's agenda? Well, I think we will move into our agenda items, starting with items 1A, B, and C, and David will be presenting those.
Yes, you have three items that are all related to the same property. You have a request to de-annex 87 acres of ground, a request to rezone that ground from the current city IG district to a county agriculture district, and also a request to vacate two plats that are on this property, the final plat of East Hills Business Park East and the final plat of East Hills Business Park East number 2. The property in this request is outlined in the cyan blue area. It's on the northeast corner of East 23rd Street and Noria Road. East Hills Business Park is located immediately to the west, and the former Farmland Industries property, now Venture Park, development area is further to the west of it. This property was annexed into the city and zoned and platted back in 2000 and early 2001. It was intended to provide some additional large tracts of property for industrial development. It has been marketed since it was annexed and zoned unsuccessfully. The property currently is in agricultural use. Noria Road essentially is a demarcation of the urban built environment and the agricultural uses found to the east. The current property owners have decided to sell the property. They have a local farmer in the area that's interested in purchasing the property. They would like for the property to not be in the city limits or zoned and platted. So this is the reason for the request. We have staff recommendations on this that, I need to go back one slide. For the de-annexation, staff recommendation is that this be forwarded to the City Commission for approval, but we would recommend the exclusion of all public right-of-ways that were platted as part of the platting of the ground, that those be retained by the city. On the rezoning, that request be forwarded to the Board of County Commissioners with a recommendation for approval based on the findings in the staff's report, but made subject to the city's de-annexation and vacation of the plats. The county zoning would not be relevant if the city decides not to proceed with the de-annexation. And the third item dealing with the plat vacations, again, that be forwarded to the City Commission with a recommendation for approval based on the findings in the report and excluding all public street rights of way.
Thank you, David. If we have questions, we'll definitely ask.
All right.
Would the applicant or representative of the applicant like to further elaborate on these agenda items?
Good evening, Commissioner and Planning Commissioners. I'm Matt Goff with Barber Emerson Law Firm. I'm here tonight on behalf of the contract purchaser. And I really have no additions to make to the staff report. We agree with the staff report, and I'll stand for any questions that you have, but otherwise appreciate your consideration of this matter. Thanks.
Thank you. I know that at least two of these are public hearing items. So if there are any members of the public that would want to speak to these agenda items, A, B, or C, item one, I'd like to take those comments at this time. Okay. Seeing none, we will close the public hearing. Do you have anything to add at this point, or Matt, since there's no public comment? Want to give you the chance. So we'll close the public hearing, bring it back up here to the commission for questions, discussions, and or motions. Commissioner Lease?
Per the staff's recommendation, I move to forward this request to the City Commission with a recommendation of approval of the de-annexation of approximately 87 acres at 2200 Noria Road and 4600 East 23rd Street. Based on the findings of a fact in this report with the omission of all right-of-way for Noria Road and East 23rd Street adjacent to said property.
We have a motion. Is there a second to the motion? Commissioner Strukoff seconds. Further discussion on the motion as presented?
I would be interested in having a staff just because this is kind of significant. I don't know that this, certainly no one on this commission has ever seen a set of items like this, and I don't know if even in your tenure here you've seen a de-annexation and vacation. So if you want to comment, it would be educational.
Well, I think we have seen a minor de-annexation in the last 3 years where we couldn't provide services. This really is a situation where the economic partners of the county at one point had their sights on using this parcel for some economic development. As it progressed, it turned out that it may not have been the easiest property to develop given the constraints of the topography and how low it lies, the need to fill this particular site to a certain level with the soils to make it viable as a property. And the corporation that owns the property is redirecting its resources into a different category of economic development. And so that's why this is being brought to you. The purchaser is looking to maintain it in ag land, which I think at the time being is probably the appropriate use for it. So if it were viable in the city as a development parcel, we might have a different opinion. But at this point, it's more viable use really is agriculture. And so turning it loose, it always has the option to come back in the city and be developed in the future.
Thank you.
Matt, was that a fair representation?
Any further discussion on the motion? Seeing none. All those in favor of the motion as presented, please indicate by raising your hand. Any opposed? Same sign. Motion passes unanimously, 9-0. Commissioner Lease?
Per staff recommendation, I move to approve the request to rezone that 87 acres from general industrial to agricultural based on the findings of fact presented in the staff report, forwarding that on to the Board of County Commissioners with recommendation for approval, subject to the City of Lawrence vacating the subject property from the incorporated boundaries of Lawrence and the vacation of the two final plats associated with this land. So, based on what we just did.
Okay. There's a motion for the rezoning request. Is there a second to the motion, first of all? Commissioner Strukoff seconds. Further discussion on the motion or the item? Okay. Seeing none, all those in favor of the motion as presented, please indicate by raising your hand. Any opposed, same sign. Motion passes 9-0. Commissioner Lease?
Per staff's recommendation, I move to forward this request to the City Commission with a recommendation of approval of the vacation of the final plat of East Hills Business Park, East and final plat of East Hills Business Park, East number 2, except for and excluding any public right-of-way dedicated by the plats for Noria Road and East 23rd Street, which shall be reserved unto the city.
Thank you. The motion, is there a second to the motion? Commissioner Strukoff seconds. Further discussion on the motion as presented? Seeing none, all those in favor of the motion, please indicate by raising your hand. Any opposed, same sign. Motion passes 9-0. Moving on to agenda item number 2, which is the annexation. And Sheila is going to lead us through that discussion.
Good evening, commissioners. Tonight you have a request to consider annexation of about 55 acres of right-of-way that's been acquired by KDOT so that the city can partner with KDOT in the construction improvements for the Bob Billings Parkway interchange with K-10. You can see, and this map is in your packet, that the area to be annexed is the area outlined in red, and it does abut the city on the entire east side and the county on the west side. The city intends to finance its share of the construction with bonds and cannot finance property until it is in the city limits, cannot finance improvements that are for a city project until it's in the city limits. So you have a recommendation to forward this to the city commission. It meets all of the standards that are outlined in the staff report, and we will come back and annex additional parts of the corridor as development proceeds west across K-10, and we will rezone later as properties redevelop. Typically, the rezoning of abutting properties goes to the center line of right-of-way, so we will eventually come back and do a cleanup, but we'll wait until we have more of the corridor in the city to do that.
Thank you.
Happy to answer any questions.
Okay. We might have some. This is not a public hearing item, but if there is anybody from the public that would want to speak on this agenda item, we welcome those comments at this time. Okay. Any questions?
I have a question.
Mr. Den?
How much of K-10 is already in the city, or is any of it in the city?
I think there's some on the north side of 6th Street that is in the city because we have annexed the property on the northwest corner. So that's in the city, and then there's part of it as you come down around the curve at 27th and Wakarusa that's in the city.
Okay, but the plan is eventually as development crosses that highway, then the highway will be.
Any other questions? Motions? Mr. Kelly?
Move for the approval of the requested annexation of approximately 54.31 acres located surrounding the proposed K-10 and Bob Billings Parkway interchange based on the findings of fact in the body of the staff report, forwarding this request to the City Commission with a recommendation for approval.
There's a motion. Is there a second to the motion?
I'll second.
Seconded by Commissioner Britton. Further discussion on the motion is presented. Hearing none. All those in favor of the motion, please indicate by raising your hand. Any opposed? Same sign. Motion passes unanimously 9-0. Item 3, which is preliminary plat for Burton Ash Edition, and Sandy's going to present that.
Good evening, Commissioners. Sandy Day, Planning Office. Item 3 is the preliminary plat for the Burton Ash property. This project is actually a partnership project with the City of Lawrence and Burton Ash. The city was engaged to do the platting work. The property that's highlighted, as David says, cyan blue, is highlighted on this project, and it represents just the Burton Ash property. We have a very wide variety of zoning districts that are adjacent to this property, and the parcel that is on this eastern side is actually owned by the city, as well as this portion, which is not part of the subdivision plat at this point. The property is made up of multiple platted lots and unplatted property. We looked at rezoning this property to GPI several months ago. You may remember some of that discussion for future improvements for Burton Ash. This slide highlights the properties that include vacated right-of-way for some of the north-south streets. There are pieces of right-of-way that will also be vacated. And then during our research, we discovered that a portion of North 2nd Street had been vacated, even though the street is still there. So this piece will actually be rededicated as right-of-way with this proposed final plat, when the final plat actually moves forward. What this plat does is creates two lots. The south lot will be for Burt Nash's future improvements, and then the north lot will be property that will be transferred to the city of Lawrence as part of the park inventory. If you've not had a chance to get out to this property, a recreation path has recently been constructed, the Sandra Shaw Trail. It's a very nice trail, very easy walkability. And then there are also plans for that trail to be extended in a second phase where it terminates and is coming across the city property and then ultimately to across the Bertram Park and connect with that trail. Staff's recommendation for the preliminary plat is for approval, and there were no conditions for that preliminary plat. I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Thank you, Sandy. I believe, is this a public hearing item? Or if there are members of the public that would like any public comment, we welcome it. Okay, seeing none. Questions or comments for staff regarding this preliminary plat? Sandy, so we will see a final plat.
Actually, the final plat is administrative, okay. So that will not come to you.
Okay. Motions? Commissioner Kelly?
Motion to approve the preliminary plat of the Burt Nash Edition.
Okay. Is there a second to Commissioner Kelly's motion? Commissioner Britton? Seconds. Further discussion on the motion? Hearing none. All those in favor of the motion as presented, please indicate by raising your hand. Any opposed? Same sign. Motion passes 9-0. All right. Item 4. Conditional use permit for meteorological tower.
I cheated. Okay. Yes, that should say item number 4, but it does not. The meteorological tower that we are looking at, this is different than the two previously approved meteorological towers we considered, I believe, last month. Those were related to the wind industry, and this particular tower is not. It is proposed to be located on property owned by KU Endowment in the extreme northeastern portion of Douglas County. It's adjacent to both Jefferson and Leavenworth counties, and they carry with them similar agricultural zoning to Douglas County. We have just a couple of slides to give you an idea of the perspective of where this property is located. When we look at conditional use permits, we are looking at what we refer to as the parent parcel. The tower itself will be located within an easement crossing this property in an agreement with KU. KU has a number of properties in Grant Township, and this is just, again, to give you some reference where those various properties are, and also the Lawrence Municipal Airport, a significant land feature in the county, and has also been a significant partner in looking at the review of this application through the Airport Advisory Board. This property is part of the Northeast Area Plan. Again, that highlights that those properties are part of the KU Field Station. That does not change with a conditional use permit for the addition of the tower. The applicant is here and can talk to you in more detail about what the specific purposes of the tower are. And we also tried to provide you some packet information about that the company and also KU. Just a couple of more graphics that show you the proximity of the project. The location of this property is in the area where there is far more topography within Grant Township. We have kind of the floodplain areas that are located through the central portion of Grant Township and then the airport. One of the discussions with this project was its relationship for a tower and how it relates to the various flight paths. I'm not going to try to explain all of those different planes and conical areas within that, but that was something that was significantly discussed with staff, with the Airport Advisory Board, to assure that this proposed tower is not going to be causing undue or unnecessary hardship for that facility. And through that process, you have received an additional communication in your packet that summarizes a few additional conditions. The applicant had agreed to those conditions initially, and so we were anticipating that would have been in a revised site plan that they would ultimately provide to us. The Airport Advisory Board's recommendations really kind of memorialize the fact that the tower is limited in height, that it's going to be striped and lighted or painted and lighted consistent with FAA regulations, and that there is an existing tower in this area. You can barely see it in this picture. KU staff was kind enough to take me out and show me the property and look at this area, and we tried very hard to try and figure out where that tower was. I think this is an image of it. We're in Jefferson County looking back toward Douglas County. We think that's the tower in question. When you're in other parts of this area, it's very, very difficult to see from the ground level. I've also heard that it's very difficult to see from the air. This slide shows you basically the entrance into what that easement area is going to be. This has a lot of existing trees, and the applicant's intent is to limit as much as possible the interruption of that existing tree canopy. And then this slide is a page out of the site plan that's really showing the easement piece, or where this improvement is really restricted or limited to. You can see the tower location is quite a ways back into this property. I believe this road is referred to as Snake Farm Road, if you know that. Staff's recommendation for the conditional use permit is for approval. We recommended in the staff report a couple of revisions to the drawing, as well as the addition of several notes to the plan. And then you have also the additional conditions that were provided by the Airport Advisory Board, that if you make a motion to approve, that you would please include these conditions as well.
Thank you, Sandy. The applicant or representatives of the applicant like to further elaborate on the CUP request?
Hello, good evening, Commissioners. My name is Liz Wright, and I am a representative of NEON, or the National Ecological Observatory Network. So I'd like to start off and thank Sandy and her team and all of you, and then the Airport Advisory Board, the University of Kansas, and the numerous other folks that have engaged with us on this project. It's been a really enlightening experience for me. I've learned a lot about aviation, and I think based on what we've seen in the staff report, we're very happy with how everything has turned out. I would like to give everyone just a little bit of background information on the NEON project. We are funded solely by the National Science Foundation, and we are working to construct a continental-scale ecological observing network to look at the impacts of climate change, land use change, and invasive species on local ecology. So we can look at it at the local scale and then at the continental scale. The site that we're proposing in Lawrence is part of a network for our Prairie Peninsula domain, and there will be two additional sites constructed at the KSU Konza LTER biological station near Manhattan. I'm happy to take any questions.
If we have questions, we'll definitely ask.
Great,
thank you very much. Any other representatives of the applicant that would like to present?
Commissioners, I am Ed Martinko. I'm the director of the Kansas Biological Survey. Kansas Biological Survey is located at the University of Kansas and is the unit that administers the KU field station. Simply wanted to comment that this is an extremely important project for us. We have been working with the National Science Foundation now for more than 10 years in various capacities to do the planning and review of the establishment of this network. And we are particularly excited about the possibility that the field station will be the site of one of these towers. It gives us an opportunity to look at a variety of scientific types of information that will be available to the public in the context of the entire continent. And so we certainly do hope that if you have questions that we'll be able to answer them tonight, and certainly hope that if you wish to visit the field station and see any of this, we'll be happy to accommodate you.
Thank you. This is a public hearing item, so if there are other members of the public that would like to comment, take those comments at this time.
I'm Richard Hague. I'm the chairman of the Airport Advisory Board for the city. And when this first came to us, it's kind of alarming to have a tower proposal off the end of one of your runways. But the position of this tower doesn't affect any of our approaches to the airport. We have one departure that is a very special departure because of the topography of the hills in that area. It's already a non-standard departure, has very little impact on the Lawrence Airport. The board did vote unanimously with the conditions that we had provided, which most of those were already established by NEON for those. The one thing that we weren't aware of until NEON brought this tower up is that there's the tower that they showed you out there that's proposed to come down at the same time the NEON tower is built, is because it is very difficult to see not only from the ground but from the air. And one of the primary concerns was with LifeStar. LifeStar, they don't fly in instrument conditions, so the instrument stuff that affects the airport won't affect their flying, but they do fly at night and they do fly very low. And the existing tower wasn't on any charts anywhere. It wasn't registered with the FAA. So not having a tower registered and not, there's a tower actually on charts that doesn't exist, but the one that did exist was not on the chart. So it's really enlightening for us. But what really makes this tower different than the tower that's coming down is this tower has a wide base. It will be painted and it will be easier for pilots to identify. And not only will it become, you know, lit so we know it's there, but it'll also be a navigational marker so people can look for that light as they're approaching the airport at night. So with the information that we have, we would recommend that it be approved.
Thank you. Any additional public comment?
Hi there, my name is Ed Young, and I'm actually a senior project manager for JVation Aviation and Engineering Firm. And we were approached by the University of Kansas to do an independent analysis of whether or not this would affect the aviation activity in the area. And it might help by way of background. I was the director of aviation for the state of Kansas for 8 years and ran the aviation program there, or the airspace program there, and we also have helped establish airspace protection programs around the state of Kansas. And I'm also a CFI, a certified flight instructor, who teaches out of Lawrence. So it was I was one of the people at the first meeting that said this tower may be a problem. So when they approached us, the University of Kansas agreed to a totally independent evaluation of the tower. It resulted in about a 15-page report with a whole bunch of aviation stuff in it. It's probably easiest just to say that the standard that we used to evaluate the tower was, will it affect the utility of the airport, which is the same standard that's in the Kansas Statutes, Chapter 3, Section 701. That's the standard that's used for airport zoning. And at the conclusion of the report, the fact is that this tower will not affect the use and operation of the utility of that airport. And it's actually quite a bonus that the other tower will be coming down. So at the conclusion of our analysis, it's pretty clear that this is actually an addition, a positive addition to the aviation community in this area as opposed to being a negative impact.
Thank you. Any other public comment on this item? Okay. Hearing none, we'll close the public hearing portion of this agenda item and bring it back up here to the commission for questions or discussion. Commissioner Joswin?
I just want to, I know a lot of you on this panel, I bet have never heard of the field station and the Fitz Reserve and things like that. I just want to commend both the University of Kansas, especially the Biological Survey. I see some old friends in the audience, and this is a good thing, and I think they've done a heck of a job. I can assure you there are lots of universities that exist in the Prairie Peninsula zone who would have loved to have this project, and I'm just tickled that it's here in Kansas. And I want to thank Dr. Martinko and everybody else for all the work to bring this in. Having said that, and I'll obviously vote for this, I do have a couple of questions.
Absolutely.
Is there anything hanging on that existing 500-foot tower out there?
Yeah, I'm Dean Kettle. I'm an associate director.
You wouldn't mind stepping to the podium, please?
Sure.
So we can hear you.
Yeah. Right, that tower was constructed by a group of engineers and ecologists that got together about 25 years ago to make various kinds of atmospheric measurements and then look at chemistry and how it changed from the atmosphere and how it worked its way down through the forest canopy into the ground. It's not received a lot of use just recently, so that's why with the coming aboard of the Neon Tower, our researchers will have access to that, presumably, and then also the data from that tower, so it becomes somewhat secondary.
So is that an old NSF initiative by a few individuals?
It was actually funded through the university and then through EPA.
Okay.
To begin with.
But it's under the university's domain and jurisdiction.
Yes, right. That's correct.
Interesting. And I guess I got a question for Liz, since I don't think she's from Lawrence.
I'm not from Lawrence.
So that's you flew in from D.C. today, I guess?
We're based out of Boulder, Colorado.
Oh, even better. So. I presume putting towers up in places can be challenging.
Yes.
What's your biggest disaster so far with these sites?
In terms of
collision with local zoning or whatever?
We've had no major issues. I think for the most part we've had one or two other sites where we've gotten some feedback from local stakeholder groups, and we've engaged in a process very similar to this. But
so is your employer an entity that was created for the purpose of administering this program?
Yes, that's
correct.
So
it's kind of, I'd call it a friendly corporation to NSF or something?
Yes, so NEON Incorporated is a 501c3 nonprofit that is managing the NEON project on behalf of NSF.
Because if you get the money out of the feds, you can handle it more easily, I would bet.
Not
all right.
And the other question would be, do you anticipate the possibility that NSF would come back in with the second phase or more towers across the nation, or do you think this is the max?
Yes, so part of the design of the NEON project is that there's one core tower per domain, and that tower is usually sited in an area that's considered a wildland area, or it's minimally developed with no planned development. And so in this domain, that tower is at the Konza Prairie Biological Station near Manhattan, and then each domain has two relocatable towers. And so those are built and then remain in place for approximately 10 to 12 years, maybe a little bit longer, depending on the data that we're getting, if there's a lot of interest. And then at that point, those sites are decommissioned and then moved elsewhere in the domain. And so we try and look for relocatable sites that are representative of land management practices in those specific areas.
Is the core towers, are they more heavily instrumented?
No, the design is standard across the entire observatory.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Any other questions?
Further questions? Thank you.
Thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having us.
I have a question to staff. What is the duration of this conditional use permit? Is it 20 years?
We did not give it a duration because in the discussions with KU staff that if this tower is decommissioned for NEON's purposes, KU may want to take it over for continuation of things, so we did not put that condition in there.
Okay, thank you. Just want to make sure I didn't miss it. Commissioner Von Ocken?
I'd like to ask Dean Kettle or Dr. Martinko to show us exactly where this is going to go. Is this going to go on the reservation or is it going to go on the Nelson track?
No, it'll be on the reservation. Yes, it'll be on the Fitch Natural History Reservation.
And so from White Horse Road, how far south in will it go approximately?
Need to answer, go on up the market.
Mm-hmm.
So the tower itself, I've got the arrow here, the tower itself will be placed about right here, not where the red dot is, but to the right of that. And the access will be coming down Snake Farm Road, which is a private lane, to about this location. And from there, people will walk over or drive their small vehicle over and then back into the tower site. And the whole neon premise is to construct these with as little disturbance as possible. And so there's a 4-foot wide road where all material comes in and out of on that tract. And then there are planks put across any drainages. So there will be very minimal disturbance to that site. And I know you're quite familiar with the reservation. And I wanted to tell you I talked to Henry Fitch about this when it was first proposed. Henry was a longtime naturalist there who came there in 1948. Henry just died 5 years ago, just short of his 100th birthday. When we first proposed it to Henry and described how it would be put in, he thought it would be a fabulous resource. And then just 5 years ago this month, I had traded emails with Alice Fitch, Michelle, his daughter, and Henry again thought if there was a place to put neon, this would be nearly the perfect place on the Fitch Reservation. If that answers your question.
It does.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you. Any further questions? In regards to the airport master plan, would any changes to the airport in the future that are foreseen at this point or plan have any impact with this tower being there?
Good evening, Commissioners. My name is Jonathan Becker, and I'm the Secretary of the Aviation Advisory Board. This was an excellent exercise for the Aviation Advisory Board to go through, and because it caused us to look at the master plan, which proposes off of the 01 runway. The master future plan says that we would add about 400 feet to that runway. The studies that were done, both by the FAA and by KU's independent study, really helped us in identifying that as a very low priority for us in terms of an extension because of the topographical problems that are just off that end of that runway. I would be... What? The hill, yes. You know, if you take off there and are in a twin-engine plane and have an engine out on rotation, our initial concern was you're going to hit this tower. Yeah, you might hit the tower on our final conclusion, but you're probably more likely to hit the trees in the ground that rise up there. In terms of looking, we're going to be going back and looking at the master plan, and I think the 400 foot extension of runway 01 will get a much, much lower priority in our plan.
Okay. Thank you. This was my question. Further questions or discussion and/or motions? Commissioner Von Ocken?
I think this sounds really exciting for us to have here in Douglas County. So I move that we recommend approval of the conditional use permit for the meteorological tower and forwarding it to the county commission subject to the following conditions, which I won't go into.
Okay. And does that include the conditions within the letter?
Yes.
Okay.
Second.
Okay. First, seconded by Commissioner Josserun. Second. Further discussion on the motion as presented? Hearing none, all those in favor of the motion, please indicate by raising your hand. Any opposed, same sign. Motion passes 9-0. Thank you. I believe that's it for this evening, is that correct?
That's it.
Yep. Wow. Any other? Any other business for the commission this evening before we adjourn? Commissioner Lease.
Two items. Number one would be whether or not we have settled on a date for orientation. Number two would be any conclusions drawn regarding the Horizon study and how we might bring it to the public rather than expecting them to come to us.
Sheila can answer the first one.
So far, we're still missing a few commissioners, so if you have a email in your inbox from Jeff about Doodle, please take a couple minutes to check your calendars and provide that. So far, it looks like August 15th is the best date for everyone that has responded.
And I believe he sent that out late last week, Thursday or Friday.
He sent it out. Yes, it was either Thursday or Friday last week, I think. Yes, because it was after the mid-month. Mm-hmm.
Thank you. And the second.
We're not missing very many because I know that before I answered it, there were seven, so.
I will have a response for you Wednesday on your second question.
Very good.
We had some general discussions, Amy and Jeff and I.
Since you were not at that meeting, do you have questions for us about what we had in mind?
No, I got a good update from Amy and Jeff and Sheila, and we'll get something from them.
Thank you.
Any other business this evening before we adjourn?
Is this a record?
We always ask whether it's a record when it's less than 5 hours. It's here.
All right, well, we're adjourned until Wednesday evening. Thank you all for your time.
A fine meeting.
Short waiver.
Well, hang on.